word we say. All the things we do, every word we say. Watch your tongue.
Watch your tongue!
Now, here are your hosts and teachers, Pastor C.J. Duffy and Pastor Dr. John Cooper.
Welcome back to Watch Your Tongue Ministry. I have Pastor C.J. Duffy and Dr. John Cooper.
Pastor, you know what? I love this part of the program, which is going to be testimonies of how someone was saved and they used their tongue properly, talking about Jesus and accepting Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior.
You know, I've done several studies on words and what we talk about and what we say. So we have to be very careful on watching our tongue, because
right.
It has the power of life and death and salvation. Everything comes from what you say.
That's right. Let's move right now to that part of it. Let's hear this testimony.
We're looking forward to these great testimonies on Watch Your Tongue Ministries.
That's right.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Today is a great day because we're at Colorblind Anointed Ministry Church in Como, Texas. And we have with us, of course, Pastor C.J. Duffy. Pastor C.J. Duffy is also my co-host on this program. We're co-hosts of
Watch Your Tongue.
Well,
I got confused.
We did, didn't we?
Well, we have a special guest today who's going to give her a testimony. Her name is Alicia. And Alicia, we're glad to have you here today. And when did you first realize that you were a sinner and needed to be saved?
I grew up in church, but I first realized that it was time out for all the playing church about 2 years ago.
Right. Praise the Lord. Then, yeah. What did you decide to do about your sins?
Ask God to forgive me. And yeah. My grandfather was a big part of that.
Oh, okay.
Huge part of that.
So actually, when you decided about your sins, you went and talked to your grandfather?
I talked to my grandfather always.
Always. Okay.
We talked to a grandfather whether we wanted to hear it or not, because he was going to tell us whether we wanted to hear it or not. But I didn't actually start listening until about 2 years ago.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Where were you when you got saved?
I was actually here at Colorblind Anointed Ministries.
Praise the Lord. Praise
do
the
you
Lord.
Remember the day, the time, or?
I don't remember the day or time, but I know it's been close to two years ago.
Well, I have it on church record, so you can just look that up. Who witnessed to you about when they told you about Jesus? Was it the message, or had you come in with, okay, I'm going to do this today. I've heard it last week. I heard it the week before. Had you preconceived that you're going to finally give your life to the Lord? Or was it a moment of time that the Spirit hit you and said, okay, I'm ready?
I was actually laying in my bed, and I had the song Awesome playing on the radio, and it just went all through me. I just started bawling, and there was just... And again, like I said, my grandfather, I can still remember things that he's told me in the past. I mean, all throughout my life. But it really hit me then.
And at that moment, did you ask God to come into your heart at the time? Or were you praying? Did you just listen to the song to receive salvation? You know you're going to have to believe in your heart and then confess with your mouth.
Yes.
So you did that.
Yes, I did.
So you believed in the resurrection, in other words.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Did you ask Jesus to save you, forgive you of your sins, and allow the Holy Spirit to come into your life?
Yes, sir.
Good. And then as a result, do you know that you're saved, that when you die, you'll spend eternity with Jesus?
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
Are you ashamed to confess Jesus as Lord and Savior?
No. I want to tell everyone.
Amen. Now, there's a lot of people on radio and television out here that we're trying to help them to find out what salvation is all about, so they themselves can be saved. What would you say to them?
I think what I would say is I waited until I was almost 35 years old to finally stop playing around and give my life to God. Don't wait, because you're not giving anything up. It's an unbelievable joy that I have missed out on for almost 35 years just because I was too ignorant to listen. It's crazy. It's crazy. You're not giving anything up. Instead, you're gaining it's just unexplainable peace and joy I have never felt before in my life.
And you're going to run up on trials, and things are going to come in your path, but when you received salvation, when you became out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son and the light, a lot of things have to change. Some of the TV programs that you used to watch you have to stop. And then some of the conversation you had has to change. So that means you're going to have to watch your tongue.
That's right.
So, and that's what this show is really all about. We're trying to teach people that what they say is what they're going to get.
That's right.
You have to be so careful. That's why God wants you to say what his word says so that you can get the promises that he's giving you.
And what was this program all about? What?
Watch
your tongue. Thank you very much, Alicia. We appreciate your testimony and for your honesty before God.
Thank you.
Amen.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
You know, Dr. Cooper, testimonies really excite me. Hearing people overcome, that's how they overcame. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
That's exactly right. And Pastor Duffy, one of the most wonderful things we can do today is allow people to hear testimonies like that about being saved and about their salvation experience. What an encouragement it is to Christians today, especially to the lost folks who have not yet received Christ as Lord and Savior, to see how they can use their tongue to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior.
So excited about all these things that's happening in Watch Your Tongue show. On this Watch Your Tongue show, we're blessed. We're blessed.
Oh, we really are. Let's move to our study now on salvation. Let's get into a little bit more. Let's talk about how the Christians can receive rewards and be encouraged because of their salvation experience. And you know, right now, let's move to that section. Let's get started talking about salvation. If we could make this clear to our listeners out in radio and television, especially if you've never received Christ as Lord and Savior, this is so important. Because, see, one of these days you think maybe just because you've been good, you're going to get into heaven. And after all, it's a good God who would not send anyone to hell. That's not true, because you know what? Each person takes themselves, makes their own decision to go to hell.
Yeah, you're saying it. That's right, Dr. Cooper. God doesn't send anybody to hell. They're choosing to go to hell by being disobedient to what the Word says.
That's right. So all of those lives which are built upon the foundation and are lived to the glory and honor of Jesus Christ will abide and receive rewards. And that's what we want you to do. And that's our whole thrust, is for you to come into the kingdom of God and to know what it's all about. And that's why we're doing this program. Tell people about how they can be saved and what the benefits of salvation are. And they're great.
Looking forward to this. Those lives which are built on that foundation is what I'm really looking forward to. And I like to see, he told us we'll know them by their fruits.
That's right. You know, when I'm looking out there someplace, I can't judge a person. And I don't know if a person has been saved or not. That's a personal thing between that person. But he said, you know them by the fruits.
I'm looking for those fruits.
By what they do. So you could be a fruit inspector, and that's not judgment. Just watching your lives and everything you do.
That.
And so many of you out there have seen your mother who has faithfully prayed and prayed and prayed and probably prayed for you many times. I've got to share a quick example right here.
Yes, yes.
I was raised in an atmosphere where on Friday nights, my parents went and paid the groceries, paid the rent, and they took the rest of the money, and they went and they partied all weekends. Come Monday morning, they were broke. But they just bought groceries, and they paid the rent, and they did the basic things. Now, having come up in that kind of atmosphere, it's kind of hard to see the relationship between how that you could be a good fruit inspector. But now, I wasn't even saved. I didn't even know Christ as Lord and Savior then, but I knew something was wrong.
Amen. Know that all these people at the judgment seat of Christ were saved while on earth and have lived Christian lives, but have been caught up in the rapture, have come up here for judgment or for reward or lack of reward.
That's right.
You know, people really don't understand what the gospel says about it.
Well, we talked about deathbed repentance before. And you know that any person who truly receives Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior is saved. That's just it. That's scripture. That's the end of it. End of story. You're saved. Now, if you're on your deathbed, you may be one of those people enter into heaven, but be the loss of rewards.
Now, in these rewards, they're really characterized as crowns.
Yes, they are. So, they are. Huh? Now, there are five basic rewards we can talk about. We want to just touch on those for a few minutes, because we want you to know God has more for you than just to be saved. But being saved is critical. Without that, there's nothing else you can do. There's no rewards that you're going to receive in this realm. Now, the rewards you will receive will be, shall we say, in a place. The rich man said, hey, Lazarus, hey, Father Abraham, let out Lazarus come and put just a drop of water on my tongue. He said, because this year is hot and I'm thirsty. So he was suffering. That's where we don't want you to be. That's why we're doing this program. We want you to know Christ as Lord and Savior and to avoid these things. Now, the crowns. Wow. Pastor, there's 1 Peter 5, 2 and 4. You know what it says?
It talks about feeding the flock which is among you, and talking about the pastors, taking oversight thereof, and not of constraint, but willingly, not a filthy lucre, but be a ready mind, and neither be being lords over God's heritage. So, you know, we've got to be careful about being greedy.
That's right.
For one thing, in every area, but being an example to his flock. And then when the chief shepherd shall appear, then he shall receive a crown of glory that will not ever fade away.
That's right. And you know, that has to do with, and I expand this a little bit. It's called, in a lot of theology classes, they call it the faithful pastor's crown. But I thought about that a lot of times, and I think it extends over into the teachers who are teaching the Word of God, those who have, we've got missionaries out who are preaching the Word of God and teaching the Word of God. We have some women who the Scriptures do not permit women, quote, to be ordained as the man, as the leader of the church. However, it does permit them to testify and to be a witness for Jesus. And on the mission field, there's a lot of ladies out there. We got a lot of women in the Bible who, by the way, you check it out, a whole bunch of them, and we don't have time to discuss that right now. But that's called the faithful pastor's crown.
Well, what about this martyr's crown?
Well, that's in James 1:12. It says, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Now, I'm going to tell you what, brother, we are all tempted. You're going to be tempted, too. As a matter of fact, Satan is probably going to give you a line. It's going to tell you that you don't need to be saved. If you think you do need to be saved, he's probably going to say, wait a while. You procrastinate.
Most people say, well, let me get my life straight before I can come to God. If you could do it yourself, Christ would have never had the down on the cross.
That's exactly right. Now, so for when he has tried, he will receive the crown of life, which the Lord has promised them that love him. The faithful martyrs crowned are those who die because they testify for Jesus. Well, is there anybody in today being crucified for their faith? I think so.
Lots of Christians. That's why some of these things that are coming out that people are so afraid to talk about. By people coming out of the closet, and then the church is going into the closet. From all of the abominations, from, you know, homosexuality, you're talking about all these adulterers, all these fornicators, all of them will not find a place in the kingdom of God.
That's right. Revelation 2:10, it says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. And then I pass a little bit there and says, you shall have temptations, and we'll pass over that because we'll deal with that later. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life.
The crown of life.
Now let's start, we got to talk about another crown. The crown of life, it's a soul winner's crown. Oh, this is good. 1 Thessalonians 2:19 through 20. For what is our hope, our joy, our crown of rejoicing? Are not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at his coming? For you are our joy, our glory, and our joy. You know what, Pastor? That says that Paul was talking to a lot of folks, and he said, you are my crown.
Yes.
You are my joy.
Yes.
And everyone that he had led to the Lord, he would be so pleased, but God would be so pleased with him.
Isn't it a
good
feeling?
Away.
Yes. Isn't it a good feeling when you know that you've had an influence on someone that comes to the Lord? Philippians 4:1 says, therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved, and long for my joy and my crown, so stand fast in the Lord, my dear beloved. He's talking about a soul winner's crown.
That's right. Now, you know, that's what we're doing. God blesses us. We're going to be, yes.
Now
then, but you know what? I'm not going to be able to save anybody.
God doesn't.
Yes. But you know what? It's not my job to save people. It's my job to preach the gospel and to share with people. And our whole program is geared to unsaved folks because we want you to know what salvation is all about. All these crowns are lined up for you, rewards for faithful service after you're saved.
We're going to have a crown for every day.
Right. And there's a crown of righteousness, too.
In 2 Timothy 4 and 8, it says, henceforth there shall be laid up a crown for me, a crown of righteousness, which the Lord and the righteous judge shall give me at that day, and not for me only, but to all them also at his love and his appearance.
And teach the doctrine of the second coming of Jesus. You know, the crown of righteousness is made for us because we love the coming of Jesus. And now there's one more crown we need to talk about for just a second, Pastor Duffy.
The incorruptible crown.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Every man that striveth for the mastery and temperance in all things, now they that do it obtain that incorruptible crown, but we are incorruptible. So now, because God has given us this crown of incorruptible, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so I fight. So fight I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep my body under and bring it into subjection.
Ooh.
Wow. So
did you hear that, Pastor?
Not only my spirit, but my body is in subjection.
Yes. That is probably the toughest one of all. You know what my favorite sin is, and I've tried to overcome it, called gluttony. I love to eat and I love to overeat. But now this person who gets this reward is because he controls his life, his body, and especially in the realm of our world today, what about living together?
Yes.
All these kind of sins we face, these sexual sins,
yes. Yes.
All these kind of verbal sins that we face, everything we do has to do with our body. But if we keep our body under control, we'll receive a reward for it.
This is an overcomer's crown for those who don't indulge in the flesh.
Right. Now, the loyal, faithful, obedient believers are called overcomers in the book of Revelation. Now, I'm an overcomer, but
we're overcomers.
We are overcomers. We will be rewarded at the judgment seat of Christ, and they are they who always are faithful to Christ. Now, there's seven things we're going to be allowed to do. Number one, eat of the tree of life.
Looking at that at Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. And
right.
I'm looking forward to that.
Me too.
Eating of the tree of life.
And they shall not be heard of the second death. That's very interesting because, you see, once that you're saved, you're never going to see death. And the second death is hell to the lake of fire. That's the second death. And because we're Christians, we never have to worry about that. And then, Pastor, what about eating the hidden manna? My gosh, I didn't even know. You know, think about that. A long time back, we never even thought about things like that.
Yeah, everything we have, God prepared it for us, even the hidden manna.
And then we shall receive great exceeding authority. In the name of Jesus, I have great authority because I am born again, because I know Jesus. And Pastor, how many times have you prayed and used the authority of the name of Jesus Christ to bind up demons from bothering church service and from even bothering people?
The Word, the Scriptures, even in Luke 10 and 19, it says, I've given you power to tread over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy.
Amen.
And nothing shall aim in service. But so we have some authority. But God is really rewarding us with all these great things.
And then we shall be clothed in white raiment, Revelation 3:5. And then?
We'll be made pillars in the temple of God.
Oh, amen. And then, last of all, this is my favorite one. We shall reign with the Lord Jesus Christ.
I look forward to that.
Amen.
Even in 2 Timothy 2 and 12, it says, if we suffer, we still shall also reign in Him and with Him.
Amen.
Well, we hope someone got something. Mm-hmm. We pray that someone got something out of that great Bible study. Because I know that in James chapter 1, verse 5, it says that if there anyone lack wisdom, let him ask God.
That's right. And you know what, Pastor? I always enjoy Bible study because the Bible speaks to you where you are and ministers to you at the time you need it. And I think it's so wonderful that we can tell people about their salvation experience and see people come to know Jesus as Lord and Savior.
Here's one of the keys to Bible study. If you can read the Bible all day and never get anything from it, It's the spirit that enlightens your spirit. So I know that spirit food like spirit.
That's right.
So I know that people that love God will get something out of this. But people that don't know God will get something out of this also.
I think so too, Pastor. Well, you know, we've got a wonderful segment coming up called Joe Joseph. And Joe says, give me five. Pastor, what does he mean by that?
When he says, give me five, he said to the audience, I want to give you 5 minutes of what's going on in society and our current events. And when he gives us five about what's going on in our current events, we can compliment on that.
That's right. Let's listen to what Joe has to say now. Let's go right to that segment.
Let's hear from Joe Joseph.
And now, here's your host, Joe Joseph. Give him 5 minutes, and he'll give you the real news.
I'm Joe Joseph, and this is Give Me Five. You know, over the past 3 weeks, I've been trying to highlight for you just how important it is to know your history, specifically that of major people, major figures in humanity's history that have caused major problems for humanity. Another one of those people being Moses, Mordecai, Marx Levy, or as everybody understands him to be, Karl Marx. Now, Karl Marx wrote the Communist Manifesto, and if you take a look at his 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto, what you'll come to find out is that they look eerily similar to Adam Weishaupt's goals laid out for the Illuminati. Marx is a member of the Illuminati and a front organization called the League of the Just. If you get a chance, take a look at that. Go look it up. The League of the Just. Oftentimes, what you'll find in history is that the powers that shouldn't be, or these major power players, will join other organizations or start other organizations to shield the parent organization or the umbrella company, if you will. And Marx is a member of the League of the Just, and he not only advocates for economic and political change, he also advocates for moral and spiritual change as well. And not for the better, believe me, folks, because if you look at where we are today, and if you can, get a copy of the Communist Manifesto, look at the 10 planks and ask yourself, how many of those 10 planks are entrenched, are established in the United States today? But he believed that the family should be abolished and that children should be raised by a central authority. Isn't it interesting how public school now is viewed in that light, as having to raise children by the central authority, the public school system? Notice also how the family has been broken up, with the dollar rapidly losing its value. Mom and dad now both have to work, leaving the public school system or the state to raise their children in the formative years and get people into a habit of doing what's socially acceptable. You know, I remember my dad always telling me, I don't care what other people think. And you know something? He's right. I don't care what other people think either. And that actually goes towards something bigger. And that is, regardless of the societal standard, you stand up for what's right. I homeschool my kids because I cannot accept the state raising my children. It's just that simple. They don't conform to the values and the virtues that I subscribe to. So needless to say, I have to take it upon myself, along with my wife, to raise our kids and also to teach them. And it's very important and it's very rewarding. I suggest any of you young families out there look into homeschooling. But what really startled me was this quote by Karl Marx, and this is what really kind of sets it all up for you. He said, we must war against all prevailing ideas of religion, of the state, of the country, of patriotism. The idea of God is the keynote of a perverted civilization. It must be destroyed. That was Karl Marx. And if you, again, look at today, look at the United States and ask yourself, how many of his 10 planks have been established in the United States? And as we continue down our line in history, as we continue down the timeline, you'll see more very influential figures that have really helped shape American society today. That's it for Gimme 5 this week. I'm Joe Joseph. You can tune into my radio broadcast every Monday to Friday called The Freedom Link, 8 p.m. Eastern, right on Truth Frequency Radio, truthfrequencyradio.com. Have a great night, everybody. Take care, and God bless.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
Pastor Duffy, Joe Joseph is exactly right. He said, look it up. The information is available anywhere. If you don't believe him, go to the Democratic Socialist Party of the United States of America. It says so clearly in there, their goal is to destroy the American way of life, from religion to politics, no matter what you say.
It's amazing the knowledge that we're gaining from Joe Joseph's Give Me Five segments. It's amazing how we can comment and align that up with the Word of God.
That's right. And now that he talked about homeschooling. Homeschooling, now there's roughly a third of the people in the United States are homeschooling their children because they cannot accept what the government is teaching them.
My grandkids are being homeschooled as well as yours.
Yes.
But guess what? We got an exciting offer for you. You'll be hearing more about this, but watch this offer coming up next.
This is Watch Your Tongue.
I wrote a book called To the Praise of His Glory, and it's a book of devotional prayers. It's based on the Psalms, and on the left page is the psalm itself, and on the right page is a prayer of prayer. Sometimes the pages don't match up with the link, and so there's also room occasionally for you to write your own prayer. Prayers are strange things. Sometimes they're simple, but God doesn't mean for them to be just simple. Prayers are not heavenly vending machine where you put in a prayer and take out a blessing. But the Word of God is a two-edged sword, and prayer is the arm that wields the sword of the Spirit and the Word of His glory. So He inhabits the praises of His people, and we want you to go beyond praying for health and welfare and out of fear to praise His name. So for everyone who sends in a $10 offering, as a thank you of appreciation, I will sign this and send you a copy free of charge.
Book offer number WYT-101, To the Praise of His Glory by author Linda L. is available now for a donation of $10 or more. Shipping and handling are included. Call 1-903-439-1218 or order online at www.watchyourtongue.tv. You may also send your donation of $10 or more to Watch Your Tongue Ministries, P.O. Box 367, Sulphur Springs, Texas 75483. Request offer number WYT-101 when writing or calling. Your donation helps keep Watch Your Tongue on in your area. We look forward to hearing from you today.
What an exciting book offer once again.
Yes, Pastor Duffy, this lady has written this book, and she autographs the book for you, and that's where you come up with $10 to send to our program. And Pastor, guess what? On one side of it is the book of Psalms. On the other side of it is her prayer that she has written to go along with that Psalms.
Listen, this is what it shows me. With the Word of God being in Psalms and a prayer that goes with it, you're getting angels to respond to those prayers.
That's exactly right.
Because angels respond to the Word of God. So this book is a true blessing to anybody that touches it.
Right, and these folks are partnering with us. And Pastor Duffy, what's the other way to partner with us on this ministry?
Well, there's three levels of partnership. You can partner with us at Watch Your Tongue. These are monthly partnerships.
Yes.
One's is silver, which is $50 a month. One's gold, which is only $75 a month, and one's platinum, which is only $100 a month.
But any amount of donation God lays on your heart is appreciated. And Pastor, for our platinum partners, we're going to see if they have a little something extra in our production. They're going to be a little kept up with what the ministry's doing, and we'll do something really special for them.
We're sending this ministry all around the world. It's just not in this area. We're going worldwide, and we're looking forward to you being a partner with us at Watch Your Tongue. And if you watch it, you better watch your tongue.
That's right. Watch your tongue.
And we'll see you next time.
Watch Your Tongue is a television outreach of Watch Your Tongue Ministry, Incorporated. The comments or views expressed in this broadcast are those of the individual speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions held by the station or network. This episode is sponsored in part by John Cooper Land Survey, Copeland and Winona Ministries, Watch Your Tongue partners, and viewers. Copyright 2014, Watch Tongue Ministries, Incorporated. All rights reserved.